Chapter 15. How the Province of the East Angles Received the Faith of Christ. Edwin was so zealous for the true worship that he likewise persuaded Erpwald, king of the East Angles, and son of Redwald, to abandon his idolatrous superstitions, and with his whole province to receive the faith and mysteries of Christ. And indeed his father Redwald had long before been initiated into the mysteries of the Christian faith in Kent, but in vain. For on his return home, he was seduced by his wife and certain perverse teachers, and turned aside from the sincerity of the faith. And thus his latter state was worse than the former, so that, like the Samaritans of old, he seemed at the same time to serve Christ and the gods whom he served before. And in the same temple he had an altar for the Christian sacrifice, and another small one at which to offer victims to devils. Aldwulf, king of that same province, who lived in our time, testifies that this temple had stood until his time, and that he had seen it when he was a boy. The aforesaid King Redwald was noble by birth, though ignoble in his actions, being the son of Titulus, whose father was Ufa, from whom the kings of the East Angles are called Ufings. Erpwald, not long after he had embraced the Christian faith, was slain by one Ricbert, a pagan. And from that time the province was in error for 3 years, till Sigbert succeeded to the kingdom, brother to the same Erpwald, a most Christian and learned man, who was banished, and went to live in Gaul during his brother's life, and was there initiated into the mysteries of the faith, whereof he made it his business to cause all his province to partake as soon as he came to the throne. His exertions were nobly promoted by Bishop Felix, who, coming to Honorius, the archbishop, from the parts of Burgundy, where he had been born and ordained, and having told him what he desired, was sent by him to preach the word of life to the aforesaid nation of the Angles. Nor were his good wishes in vain, for the pious laborer in the spiritual field reaped therein a great harvest of believers, delivering all that province, according to the inner signification of his name, from long iniquity and unhappiness, and bringing it to the faith and works of righteousness, and the gifts of everlasting happiness. He had the see of his bishopric appointed him in the city Domic, and having presided over the same province with pontifical authority 17 years, he ended his days there in peace.